I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, February 11th, 2019. You're never going to believe what a woman said to Salt while he was out shopping with his daughter. To quote Salt, old ladies be tripping. The world's shortest marriage. It lasted 3 minutes. We talk a lot about the Grammy Awards, all the good stuff, a lot of amazing women, and also Katy Perry. And then Kennedy's seven rings fail on her girls' trip to Chicago. So just quickly tell me, Annie, what happened? This guy asked you out on a date for Thursday.
Yeah, so he texted me last week and was like, please let me take you out next Thursday. Like, what are you doing? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what's next Thursday? Didn't realize it's Valentine's Day. So I hate Valentine's Day. I think it is the worst holiday. I think it is so commercialized.
Preach.
I think it is so... You should love, if you're with a partner that you love, you should be with them all the time. Like, why is this so hyped up? And I'm not a romantic person. I don't like PDA. I don't like gifts. I don't like flowers. I don't like chocolate. I don't like any of that.
You seem like a catch.
You know, I really am.
I have asked producer Dan to join us in
the
studio.
She's fun as a barrel of monkeys if you take her out for some McUltras.
Yep. Because over the holidays, producer Dan just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
And so
he felt the same way about Christmas that you feel about
right.
Valentine's.
Right. Yeah. He was your Christmas elf, right? He got you ready for, or you got him ready for,
yeah,
for the holidays. So take a listen to this, and then we're going to explain what's going to happen.
Annie has a black heart. She thinks Valentine's is stupid. Producer Dan's not having it. He's going to play her Cupid. Annie, she hates relationships. Producer Dan will give her tips, but Annie won't be tied down. Dan will show her love can be found. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan and Annie, Annie and Dan. Dan.
All right, first off, that's going to be my ringtone.
So good.
Producer Dan, what are you going to do for Annie to get her in the mood for Valentine's Day?
Okay, so a lot of people wouldn't know this about me, but I love love.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie, while being one of the kindest and happiest people I've ever met, is like the Grinch of romance. I feel like The Bachelor has poisoned her heart to true love.
Yeah.
Like she wouldn't realize true love was at her doorstep mm-hmm. if it pulled up in a golden chariot pulled by white stallions and just... drop kicked her in the chest. So I'm here.
I got kicked by a horse. What happened? Is that love?
And I love her. So I'm here to change all that.
Okay.
I'm gonna be Townie Cupid. What's good?
Oh, Townie Cupid.
Townie Cupid.
Oh my gosh.
What is Townie Cupid gonna do?
All right. Well, first, I think we have to get her out into the spirit. We're gonna get her around the people, the public.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna try to. We're gonna help herself by helping others.
Oh, I like this.
And we're gonna try to spread some love and cheer about the holiday around to others.
Okay.
Is she randomly just going to hug people?
Maybe, I have a couple things. Maybe some love poems.
Ooh.
Oh,
do I have to?
To some couples love to see if love blooms.
You know, this just sounds horrible.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Annie, open your black heart to Townie Cupid. We're going to do this.
Yeah, Dan opened his Christmas spirit to you. It mm-hmm. seems only right. So try and just go in with a positive mental attitude.
I don't want to.
Love, Annie.
I just really don't want to.
Well, it's happening, sugar, so buckle up, buttercup.
Are you going to go out with that dude on Thursday?
Absolutely not.
No, she has a date with me and Dan.
Oh, yeah, play that hook.
Annie and Dan.
Ha.
Dan and Annie. Annie and Dan.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Dan and Annie. Annie and Dan.
Bop, bop.
Dan and Annie. Annie and Dan.
Spreading that love, y'all.
All right, Townie Cupid, later on in the week,
there'll be some love poems,
there'll be some music, and we will have it all on the
show. Gotta hit the streets.
Yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We had shared with you a couple of stories about things that were said to Kennedy on Tinder that were just bizarre world.
Beyond the pale. Yeah.
You know, a guy calling her a word that you should never call anybody, much less on a dating app. Another guy called you fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just incredible what people will say to you online.
Yes.
But this is a story about something that was said in person to Salt the other day when
he was out
with his daughter, a little daddy-daughter time.
Yeah, my wife yesterday had a baby shower, and she was going down to the Cape for it. And I was like, you know what? Have a day. It's going to be daddy-daughter day. I'm going to take CP. We're going to go out, run some errands and stuff like that.
Ooh, lucky girl.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I
just go to the Lowe's.
That's one of the places we stopped. We had
solid
to pick up some shades. So I'm out, and I look like a regular dad. You know, I'm in my hoodie. I'm dressed up in my stupid sandals and socks. I don't care.
Be.
You know,
dad level 100. Yeah, honestly.
I have my backpack on. That's my diaper bag.
You have your main hat?
No, actually, I had my Patriots hat. Oh, okay. I had a Woolie.
So he's a South Shore dad.
So literally, I'm walking around the Target and I'm just picking up random stuff. You know, I have to get some diapers. I have to get some cat litter. Literally everything that Kate mentioned, I was buying yesterday. And I'm pushing her around, and you know, I'm putting the stuff in the bottom of her cart, and you know, she's having a good time. And this lady, and she had to be between 65 and 75 years old. So she reminded me of my mom.
Okay.
She comes over, and CP is facing out. So she starts immediately like, oh, your daughter's so beautiful. Oh, she's so, and I'm like, oh, this is lovely. I love this. And CP's smiling at her with her snaggle tooth, because now she's got like one off to the side up at the top. So she just looks, when she smiles, you're like, oh, hey.
You mean the older woman?
Both. Yeah, both of them. Same amount of teeth. So we're there. And she's like, oh, this is wonderful. This is, oh, look at you having fun with your dad today. And she's talking to her. And then she looks at me. She goes, oh, so are you a widow?
Oh.
And I was like,
what?
Widower.
Excuse me? Yeah, widower.
Did she at least use the proper word?
No, she's like, are you, I don't recall if she used the right word.
Absolutely. She called him a girl without a husband is what she called him.
Basically, she said, is your wife dead?
Because, wow.
And I'm like,
what do you say to that?
I was no.
Do you know something I don't?
And I said it
Did
in that
text
tone.
Text Sarah
like,
immediately?
No, she's at a baby shower. I don't want her like going, what is, because Sarah would get in a car.
Sarah would be like, listen up, Gladys. She we're going to talk now.
She would
hold my hoops.
She would drive right back from the Cape and be like, which aisle is she in? Because I know she's still here. I was just like, because a couple weeks ago, you remember, I was in, you know, the grocery store, and some lady looked at me, and she was in a similar age category to this woman, and was like, you're vegetarian? Like,
you don't look it.
What is wrong with
your
women
dead?
Of this age group?
You know what
just
it is?
Saying inappropriate
they
things.
They have a bag of you-know-whats, and it's just empty at this point. That just empty.
Here is my theory. Okay, listen to me. Just hear me out on
all right,
this,
go
okay?
For it. Go for it. I need a theory.
You say she's 65, 70 years old.
Yeah, maybe 75.
She's got a daughter at home who's unhappy in her relationship. Maybe she's got a kid or two. She sees you. You're a good-looking guy. You're out there with your kid. You're doing your thing. You look like a good guy. You look like a good dad. And she's trying to find out if you're single.
I'm going to stop you right there, because yesterday I had an allergic reaction to the water in my house, so my cheeks were redder than the sun.
You're still cutting
it. I got this hat on, socks and sandals.
You are South Shore dad level 100, and she's looking out for her
daughter. I'm pretty sure I had Pringles still on my hoodie.
That's still better than whatever's going on in her daughter's life.
I popped open a can and was eating them as I'm walking around Target.
What a catch.
I'm not a catch.
What a catch, ladies.
You are prime time.
This is just craziness.
You are pure sex appeal.
Are you a widower? Like, this is... I had so many questions. First of all, huh? Secondly, what? You're nuts.
That is something else.
But like, there's so many other options. Is your wife in maybe two aisles over and hasn't caught up yet?
You having a nice daddy-daughter
day. Yeah, shimmy Christmas.
Nope. Dead.
Your wife must be dead, because she wouldn't have let you walk out of the house looking like that.
A text from the 774, your response should have been, no, are you?
Jeez. Should have been like, yeah, her body's in the back.
In the back of the trunk.
Do you think I'm buying duct tape and a tarp?
Do you know where the lie is?
Yeah, that exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The 2019 Grammy Awards last night, and here are all the moments that everybody's going to be talking about today. And, you know, I don't know for you personally, but for me, it's like there's the Super Bowl Sunday and then the Grammy Sunday. It is make sure we have a special treat for food. Family comes over. We all sit around. We start at 6 o'clock with the red carpet. That goes for 2 hours, and then we just roll right into it, and we're dancing, and we're rewinding and singing and making fun of people. And it's
you have a weird life.
It is. she's really awesome. It was awesome. And I thought Alicia Keys, I was a little bit worried because to me she's a little bit laid back, but it was perfect.
You don't need somebody screaming
was,
at you.
She was spectacular. And then just the whole vibe with all the women that were a part of it.
It was a very girl powery vibe. Also, I think rap was front and two rap.
Right.
Albums or records won awards that have never been won, like in that category. Yeah. And Cardi B was like the first female rapper to win in that category.
What you have to know is they changed the voting pool last year. They added a bunch of new members, and they had to be under a certain age, and they had to be different ethnicities, and both male and female, as opposed to a bunch of old white dudes.
I think the world
is
just changing, and you're seeing that shift. And I think that's freaking amazing.
So Jada Pinkett Smith, Lady Gaga, J-Lo, and Michelle Obama kind of start the whole thing off after the performance from
Camila Cabello.
In Havana, right.
From the Motown Records, I will. I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade.
I think there was a little bit of it's nice to see you back here. It's nice to see you up here, Michelle Obama. We love what you represent. She's
Michelle
had a big
Obama
year.
Michelle Obama has the best-selling book
right.
in the country and has been since the day it came out.
When you gonna run for president?
Please. She's not. She's gonna live her life.
And then she started a cheer of Who Runs the World and like the entire crowd was just into it.
Just her energy in a room is so powerful.
You saw her.
I saw her when she came for the book tour, and just I was crying the entire time because it's just so powerful being in the same room as her.
Okay, and before we get to bashing one of the performances, I want to play for you what I thought was one of the best, and it was the tribute to Dolly Parton, which had a bunch of different artists involved. Mm-hmm. But I thought Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton were just spectacular.
Oh, but I can easily understand how you can easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
When Little Big Town came out, and then they brought everybody out to do 9 to 5, and she has a new song called My Red Shoes, I think it was called, from Dolly. I was, like, in tears. She tells this story about how she was given a pair of red shoes when she was a child from her aunt, and she still, to this day, wears red shoes because of those.
Love it.
That was awesome. It was awesome.
It was weird that you were in tears.
Do you ever wear a pair of red pumps that your mom gave you?
I didn't, but
when
I just appreciated
child?
The story. She's just such a great storyteller that it
I'm
got
just joking,
you.
Honey. You cried a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
including, it was Sunday, right?
Including this performance. Here you come again. For all the wrong reasons.
Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty
It's Katy Perry. What happened, Kennedy?
Here's what I think. Like, I don't want to...
Yeah, I get
I feel that.
That
she wanted to make it her own. She wanted to give it that kind of vibe. And it's a little lower than she was anticipating. And I feel like sometimes when you're singing, you get ahead of yourself. You're like, I'm going to make this really awesome. But then you forget you got to sing the notes too.
Yeah.
I just feel like she veered off in a direction to kind of make it her own, which is great when you're doing a tribute. Mm-hmm. But I just think it kind of fell flat a little bit. And the internet came at her and came at her hard.
Mm. There was a good speech from Lady Gaga, but also I want to play the Drake one because we haven't played
Let's
that one.
Let's do that, yeah.
This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say or a fly Spanish girl from New York or
Get
anybody
it.
Else or a brother from Houston right there, my brother Travis. But look, the point is you've already won if you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you, you already won.
Which I thought
that's
was
awesome.
That was a great speech. Although what you didn't get there was he started to go into a second part of the speech and then they started rolling the credits.
He's
to
like,
go
wait,
to
wait, 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 no, wait.
Was that Sometimes- one of the last... Was that one of the last ones?
No, that was probably about halfway through.
You got to go out in a high note sometimes, man. I think he hit a nail on the head there.
He said as soon as he said you don't have to win a Grammy, they cut him off.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he
No, I guess that's what happened.
Yeah. What happened there?
They're like, what? Don't
so apparently
say that.
You do.
This is the show, sir.
What do you
what
have?
You mean? You just won one.
Listen
son.
Up, Aubrey.
You don't need touchdowns to win an NFL Super Bowl.
Wait.
What?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm going to share with you a story. I'm going to read you the headline one way, and then I'm going to fill in some of the blanks for you, Kennedy.
Go ahead.
Couple divorces after groom makes shocking comment.
Okay.
Okay.
What did he have to say?
Right? So that's not so bad. Now I'm going to fill in a couple of the words that I left out on that headline.
Go ahead.
Couple divorces after 3 minutes when groom makes shocking comment at wedding.
What?
I slept with your sister.
Not quite that bad. Comment?
I feel like that would do it.
That would do it.
This happened in Kuwait. It is believed to be the shortest marriage in Kuwait's history, and the couple didn't even make it out of the courthouse as husband and wife.
Oh, man.
A couple got a divorce just after 3 minutes of being declared husband and wife after the groom mocked the bride as they were leaving their wedding ceremony. So what happened?
Go ahead.
So after the legal proceedings, the couple ended the ceremony, turned to walk out of the courthouse, but the bride fell. According to reports, the groom called her stupid for falling.
Did he point as well?
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Dummy.
At that point, the woman became angry,
shocker,
stood up, walked back into the courtroom, and asked the judge for an annulment immediately.
Wow.
Time from when he said, I name you husband, you know, I now announce you as husband and wife, yeah, to the time she went back and got it annulled, 3 minutes.
Wow.
So as long as we just talked.
3 minutes they were married.
That's magic.
That's hilarious.
Absolute magic.
She was looking for an out.
Yeah.
You think?
She's like, yeah.
There's no way.
That is fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy had a girls' weekend in Chicago.
I did.
And she tried to do an Ariana Grande Seven Rings kind of deal.
Explain
the song quickly for people that understand what the Seven Rings in the song is about.
So it's Ariana, and after she and Pete Davidson broke up, she took her engagement ring back to Tiffany's. And while she was there, she brought engagement rings for all of her friends.
Right.
So thus, Seven Rings, because she has seven friends, including herself.
So then you go to Chicago with seven engagement rings?
So I got there. I meant to go to Tiffany's here before I left, and I didn't have time, so I went there with my best girlfriend, Margaret. I was like, you're just going to have to see what I'm getting you, because I didn't have time, so we just have to get it done. So I get them, and they're so nice there, and they put them all in the little boxes with the white ribbon and then the little bag with the little cleaning thing, and I bring them upstairs, and I'm trying to, you know, because we're waiting for everybody to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't happen. Like, one girl didn't come, and another girl got mad, and it was like...
Did all of them know who Ariana Grande are? And the song Seven Rings.
Did you have to explain it?
I had to explain it to the one lady at Tiffany's, but then the other girl who was a manager who was younger was like, oh my God, this is the best idea ever.
Oh, I meant like your friends.
No,
like,
I know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Your friends knew who...
Okay. Half and half.
Is that what you're wearing? Is that it?
No, I had one already.
Oh,
and
okay.
So,
okay.
I got them those.
What did you get them?
They're like a little pendant. It's a necklace with their initials on it.
Okay. Okay.
So not returnable because a
so now you're stuck with
them. They're engraved, but yeah. Well, I'm not stuck with anything.
Anybody
mean,
name with a K?
No.
Or an S or an A?
I know.
There was an A, but she was there. So
I look good with pendants. I really do.
How about an L? Yeah.
So like I was hoping everyone would be together, except for one girl who couldn't come from Kansas. I was going to mail her. So we were going to FaceTime her when the whole thing happened.
Sure.
And they don't have... Tiffany's in Topeka?
I'm sure they do, but I was going to give them to them. So in any event, I went to... No one was going to be there at the same time. People were fighting, literally fighting.
Why? Just, now, you could do this girls trip all the time,
seven
right?
Women.
Yeah, like once... Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because we were going to go to one girl's house, but everybody got tired and fell asleep, and we're like, she lived 15 minutes away. Can't you just come here rather than make seven of us go there?
Right.
And that was a no, and she was mad, and it was just like so uncomfortable. And I've just... So at one point, there were one, two, three, four of us.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, here you go.
It just makes me so sad.
I
for
wanted
you.
To play the song, and
yeah, you would have had to explain
it's,
it.
It's harder and harder to do surprises like this. Like I found the same thing with my, like my groomsmen and stuff like that. I was trying to get everybody together. Mm. It's just people don't think like that anymore because everybody
but you were at a wedding
has
and they had
own...
to all be there.
Well, that's no. I was trying to do things beforehand with them, and literally, I was like, "This is literally the only time I'm going to be able to make them get there."
Well,
so you probably should have got
six
married
6 months ago.
I don't have seven friends. I'm not including like you guys are my friends, but if I went outside of this show, I have honestly like
are you
one
kidding?
Other
Every day,
friend.
You're like my buddy did this, my buddy did that.
Those are
buddies. There's a difference between like people
would,
you know.
I would
friends.
Go to Tiffany's for any of those guys. You know what
I've
mean?
I've known one of them since first grade, two of them since fifth.
Yeah, see, I don't know any
school.
Of the people from.
Are you gonna
then.
Drop
when you went
it?
To too many schools.
Are you gonna drop any of them now as a result of this weekend? Because this kind of seems like jerk behavior. I don't know your friends.
No, it was brutal. The whole like, I woke up in tears both days.
Oh,
and
sucks.
I just so I don't know. I don't know if this incarnation of women will ever get back together. Our high school reunion is in September, so I'm going back.
Maybe take like 5-10 years.
Well,
off,
I'm
going to
go
and
back.
Then,
the
know,
rest of them might not come, but I'm going to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let anybody.
No, I just meant like
it's my time to shine.
Because I know you're trying to do this trip every year.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like the last couple have worked out very well.
The last one was pretty good, but like I think we're going to go down to three.
Did you gift receipt? Because yeah. We all like Tiffany on this show. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, I gave them to everybody. I'm mailing one to Kansas.
Just randomly to Kansas.
Well, that's where she
I think it'd be wonderful. Turn me to a savage. Rather
be tied up with calls and the strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing, Kennedy.
It was my theme song since we heard it.
I know. My neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits.
My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Hey. Hey. So, in any event, it was good to see a couple of them. I got to eat not one, but two Chicago-style hot dogs and an Italian beef sandwich. So you know what? At the end of the day, I still won.
Yeah.
I was going to say, seems like you're still the real winner. Here.
I mean, I need to eat lettuce for the rest of the week, but.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.